Arthur Ernest Morgan was an Antioch College president who hadn't ever earned a degree himself, a self-taught hydrologist who once chaired the largest civil engineering project of its time, the Tennessee Valley Authority. He was a utopian thinker, a 19th century man driven by an ethical purpose who sounds formal and reserved to our 21st century ears. Here he is in the early 1960s giving testimony in support of the Seneca Indians who didn't want to give up their land for a Pennsylvania flood control project.
The study which located the Kinzua site for control of the upper Allegheny was inadequate and entirely overlooked by far the best possibility. Because the Kinzua Reservoir would take most of the habitable land of the Seneca Nation held under a treaty signed by George Washington, the president of the Seneca Indians asked me to advise them whether it was necessary to take their reservation to protect Pittsburgh. They stated that if it should be necessary, they would not oppose it. I found a greatly superior possibility which had been wholly overlooked by the Corps.
We have several recordings of Arthur Morgan in the WYSO archives. Antioch College also has an extensive collection of his papers. I'm in the Morgan Room at Antioch's library with archivist Scott Sanders to learn more about this remarkable man who died in 1975 at the age of 97.
We're really fortunate that Morgan kept so much of the paper that he generated over his long and very productive career.
Arthur Morgan is well known for reviving Antioch College back in the 1920s and for inspiring its innovative cooperative education program. But it's his work as an engineer that first brought him to the Dayton area and leaves us today with an enduring reminder of his genius.
Morgan's most lasting contribution to the Miami Valley is a system of earthen dams we call the Miami Conservancy District. In 1913, this area was, and much of the Midwest, was devastated by floods. Dayton's situation was so bad that the people that ran the city resolved to it would never happen again and hired an open casting call, really, for engineers to come up with a flood control solution. Arthur Morgan, when asked what his solution would be, his answer was, "I won't know until I've walked the land." So he had to actually see what the situation was before he came up with a solution. He did, and from the time the Conservancy District went online in 1919, it has held back hundreds of serious floods, maybe some that could have been as big as the Great Dayton Flood.
When Morgan walked the land, he had a larger vision. Four of the five containment dams in the Conservancy District, Taylorsville, Germantown, Huffman, and Englewood, formed the first areas developed into what is now Five Rivers Metro Parks. It's an extensive network of land devoted to conservation and recreation.
The genius of the system is the legal authority of conservancy law, which permitted a system of eminent domain to take lands in the floodplain and to have on the flooded side of the dams, dry reservoirs. They were really only there to hold flood waters when flood waters came, which wasn't so often. Therefore, a system of river parks was created, open and available to the public. So it's a marvelous combination of Morgan's gift for the law, his engineering technique, and also his desire for service to community, kind of all in one single package.
I took a drive out to Taylorsville Dam in Vandalia, where US 40, the old national road, tops this wall of earth on its east-west route. I'm looking out at the cold and muddy Great Miami River floodplain over 70 feet below at Arthur E. Morgan's simple yet elegant solution. Soon, the threat of spring flooding will subside, and the park will fill instead with sunshine, with picnickers, hikers, cyclists, bird watchers, and dog walkers. But until then, let it rain. For Rediscovered Radio at WYSO, I'm Jocelyn Robinson.